Caught up with longtime Idaho Farm Bureau member Gerald Marchand and heard some pretty interesting perspectives from this seasoned ag veteran who served on the board of directors for 2.5 decades. David Sparks, Idaho Agribusiness Today.
I was on the county board for years and served as county president and just watched the board and thought I'd like to do that someday, and the opportunity came and I ran and was elected and served for 24 years.
You've seen a lot of people come and go, and you've seen a lot of issues come and go, too.
Building that building in Pocatello was probably one of the biggest highlights. It's the most noticeable highlight. And I had a lot of fun being involved in the decision-making there with that building. But we've had a lot of political issues over the years. The Fawn Falls Agreement, and federal land issues, and potato nematode issues. Just a lot of issues that we've been involved with. And I think we had an effect on positive outcomes on a lot of those.
Tell us about Farm Bureau clout and how it's viewed by other groups.
An interesting question, because there are a lot of ag organizations that are jealous of Farm Bureau because we do have some clout. And sometimes it gets us in trouble because we are a general farm organization and we can't take some really hardline issue on something that's in favor of the cattlemen, but it might hurt another segment of agriculture. Well, we have to be really careful with that. But I think we do a pretty good job of balancing things out.
Gerald's the kind of guy we need in national politics.
Produced by the Ag Information Network.